The national organization Muslim Advocates in Oakland found more than 80 campaigns are being run by candidates who've engaged in verbal anti-Muslim attacks over the past 2 years.
They either earnestly believe the conspiracies that they're pushing, or they're trying to appeal to a very narrow and very hostile and unhinged part of the electorate.
Scott Simpson, public advocacy director for Muslim Advocates, says the anti-Muslim rhetoric can be seen nationally and locally.
From school board and planning boards at the local level all the way up to governor and Congress. In California, Congressman Duncan Hunter is calling his opponent tied to an international Muslim conspiracy to take over the government.
Simpson says these tactics are backfiring.
The conventional wisdom, it turns out, is wrong. Anti-Muslim bigotry is not a winning election issue, and we desperately want these candidates to stop. We figured the best way to do that is to appeal to their self-interest, to see the hard numbers, to understand that running on vilifying Muslims is a path to losing at the ballot box.
He says at most, only 14% of these anti-Muslim candidates were elected or are safely projected to win in November. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.